I'll tell you what, you know, living here in Kentucky, I'm still here, you know, getting ready to get on the road, but this is the first day of sunshine we've seen in a long time. So I know exactly what you mean.
Where was the coldest place you went to this tour? I mean, did you run into any blizzards or get stuck or anything?
Oh, yeah, we were out in going through Arkansas and Oklahoma, and we got caught in that real, really bad snowstorm here about a month ago. And we were heading out to New Mexico and Arizona. And so that was, you know, we drove through, I mean, it was blowing sideways. And then we actually came back through Texas thinking that we would come, you know, be able to go underneath of it all. And, of course, Texas ended up getting ice storms and stuff like that. So that was a very long weekend, a lot of time on the bus, no doubt.
Talking right now with the great John Michael Montgomery. You still having fun, buddy?
Oh, yeah. You know, I tell people, me and my brother, Eddie, who is a part of the Montgomery Gentry duo, I mean, we've been doing this since, you know, speaking and singing since we were kids. You know, mom and dad played music. My mom was a drummer singer. Dad was a guitar player singer. And they drug me and Eddie around every weekend. And me and Eddie got out of high school, started our own band. And then, of course, you know, we played honky-tonks and bars for a few years until I got my break in 92 and him in 97 with Montgomery Gentry. And, you know, to be on the road for 22 years doing something you love to do, you know, I mean, no complaints on this side, I can guarantee you that.
That's awesome.
So you're going to be playing in Casino at the Menominee Casino. When you play at these kind of casinos, do you actually go out on the gaming floor, or what do you try to do around town?
You know, the downtime in the business is definitely a tough thing to try to get used to, because there is a whole lot of time. You know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I look forward to being able to get on stage to sing for an hour and a half, you know, but you have the whole day ahead of you till you get to that point. And a lot of times, if the weather's nice, I'll play golf. You know, golf is a great way to, you know, go out and burn time off the clock and everything. But sometimes the weather isn't always great. So, you know, sometimes I'll go in the casino if I'm playing casinos and play a little blackjack, you know. Or if not, then, you know, I'll go up to the one of the, you know, rooms and maybe rent some movies on pay-per-view or something like that, you know. But it's definitely one of the things that you have to, you know, learn to deal with, is that downtime that you have in the business. A lot of times it's just spending all day riding on the bus in between shows and stuff. And I can tell you right now, there's a lot of that downtime in the music business has put a lot of musicians in rehab.
Well, yeah, I can see that.
Well, you're in luck, buddy, because the weather looks pretty good, so I hope you pack your clubs.
Well, you know, we are going to be packing our clubs if the weather's going to be nice. We always get on there and check the weather out and the temperature out, and I've got 3 or 4 guys that, you know, that play in my band that like to play. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to maybe get in around if we get up there in time. I'm not sure what time we're going to get up there, though. We'll make do.
You always do, buddy. Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy day to call us, and we'll see you at the casino.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you all.